Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Telegraph is reporting that Vladimir Putin, who travels to Beijing to sit with Xi Jinping, the No Limits Partnership of depredation of Europe these last 18 months. Vladimir Putin has made a remark that in the U.S. would be called trolling, and yet there's a threat here that the Telegraph heard very clearly. Vladimir Putin has invited Joe Biden for tea, writes the Telegraph, suggesting that he take back the long-range Army tactical missile systems, ATACMS, the U.S. sent to Ukraine. Mr. Biden is invited for blinis and tea in Moscow. Why this is a veiled threat is you will recall there is history of Vladimir Putin's state security poisoning tea with radioactive elements and worse over these last years. Blinis and tea, Mr. Putin went on to say, they will take the ATACMS back and other weapons. He will visit us in the capital for blinis and tea. If we are losing the war, said Mr. Putin, like you are saying, why ATACMS? Mary, this is a complicated comment by the president of Russia. He was recently sitting with the president of Beijing. These things are moving in many directions. So I want to concentrate on the Ukraine war right now. It is a cynical but possible interpretation that the war in Gaza helps Mr. Putin. Do you measure it that way?
Yes, I do. It's also notable that Putin traveled to Beijing for the Belt and Road Forum, given that the International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for him. So he's going to one of the few places in the world where he doesn't risk arrest because he's on friendly ground. But certainly, as we've discussed many times on your show, these conflicts that we talk about are not bilateral conflicts. They involve many, many other players. And Iran, Russia, China, North Korea are all talking to each other, cooperating with one another, trading with one another, supporting each other's military campaigns in various ways through intelligence, through the sale of munitions, for instance. North Korea has been shipping munitions to Russia. Iran is shipping drones to Russia. China is also shipping various sorts of munitions to Russia. So we have to think in these terms and understand that Putin and Xi meeting in Beijing has ramifications far beyond the Belt and Road. We are not privy to the discussions in those rooms, but one can imagine that they are looking at an ongoing war in Ukraine where the United States has not armed Ukraine to win, where they're looking at the Iran-backed attack on Israel, where they were able to occupy territory, and the United States' first instinct is conciliation. And they might, maybe, again, we don't know, but one could suppose that Putin and Xi might be saying, well, what should China be doing in Asia to take advantage of this weak moment where America doesn't have a Speaker of the House? The Republicans are in turmoil. The president seems elderly and unable to lead. And the administration wants to appease us. So what else can we do at this rather unique moment in time for us? So I think it's very concerning. And I think that our time is running out and we need to move much faster to arm up, to deter, and to make clear what the United States would do should a second front in Israel open up, should China try to not just invade Taiwan. I think its ambitions are much bigger in Asia Pacific. What would we do? What would the consequences be? Make that clear. That's what I'm waiting for out of the White House.
History says, Mary, an unsolved local war turns into an unsolved regional war, turns into an unsolved global war. That's what history says. I'm wondering if we're watching that in slow motion. What started in 2014, and your time at the State Department continued the what started in 2014. You were in between these two events, the Crimea, the Little Green Men, and now the threats from Moscow about poison tea. In between, you served, and you could see this slow motion spinning of other adversaries getting into the battle. Listen to these headlines. I illustrate. Lavrov arrives in North Korea, the Russian foreign minister visiting a rogue state. Russian Duma passes law to scrap ratification of nuclear test ban treaty. Or all 31 U.S. Abrams tanks arrive in Ukraine. Or two killed in Russian strikes in Zaporizhia. Or U.S. long-range ATACMS missiles fired for the first time at Russian helicopters. It all adds up to escalation, Mary. And diplomats, the only answer, are they capable at this point? You've been in those rooms. Do diplomats speak before the warfighters, or do they wait for results from the battlefield?
Well, diplomacy works when you have leverage and you're credible in your threats. And unfortunately, again, as we've discussed many times, I think that U.S. deterrence has eroded significantly in this administration. And we are now at a moment where our enemies are taking full advantage of our weakness and realizing that they can also cooperate with one another to multiply their impact and their reach. And I wonder what the thinking is in the White House. What are we doing with our allies? What steps can we take right now that, you know, doesn't involve a 10-year window to build submarines with, you know, Australia and the UK? We have to get serious and do it quickly. I think there are people on both sides of the aisle in Congress that understand this, but our appropriations don't reflect the urgency of the moment. We're in getting into a presidential election cycle where attention will be directed inward here in the United States. And so for that and many other reasons, I just think it's an incredibly fraught moment.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, many years in Asia for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. Mary mentioned Asia. We haven't been able to touch on it. That meeting in Beijing is significant because Xi Jinping continues to issue threats against the people of Taiwan. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Babbitt.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.